Hey everybody, thanks for joining Love Talks today. Today I am doing again the audio podcast along with my video podcast. You can find the video podcast on Love TV. You can also go to our website at riversofloveministry.com, and under resources you can find all of these podcasts if you're more of a visual person. But I'm just sitting in a big chair, so. But I just wanted to make this content available to as many people as I can. Today, I wanted to just, I've been kind of trying to think of, you know, the name of the topic, but it was between how high do you raise your bar and you're your own worst enemy. So we're going to talk about both of those things today. This is a very raw topic for me, and I hope that my vulnerability and my honesty can give you the strength to be vulnerable with yourself and those around you. I didn't know until this past year that I had a very serious problem with when you have real moments, and I do all of these podcasts live, by the way. I don't edit them because I want it to be like I'm just sitting with you as a friend talking to you, and I don't want it to be super polished. I want it to just be real. And so I'm needing the strength of Jesus to help me through this. But I didn't realize what a problem I had with putting pressure on myself to produce, perform, and provide for other people out of a sense of being needed and out of a sense of false pressure, false responsibility. I didn't just do this in my work. I did it in my family, with my friends, with everything around me, because I've always taken very serious, by nature I'm just a very loyal person. When I get knocked down, I want to give up, but I always get back up. So it's not that I'll ever give up, but when it comes to certain people, when it comes to things that I've been entrusted with, I have a high regard for maintaining my responsibility. However, my level of responsibility versus like my reality of the level of my responsibility versus the bar in which I set for myself are so comparably different that I generally will strive for the high bar that I've set when the bar is actually quite low, that I could probably trip over it, do it easy, and not even realize, you know, that I did something. I'm pretty sure, and I'd like to speak into your lives as well, that the most profound things you'll ever do in your life will be things that you don't ever get to really see impact or aspect of the vastness in which you had on a person, a place, or a thing. If you look in history, so many people weren't even acknowledged until they were dead. They weren't even discovered until they were dead. Or things that they had worked on so hard weren't even valuable until they were gone. And it's not to say that things you do won't, you know, aren't you're not going to get to see the impact or anything like that, but it is to say that we need not put our hope in the things that we see, but we have to have faith in the things that we don't see and know that for whatever reason we do stuff. I have no idea who listens to this podcast, who even watches this podcast. I can see that the people have watched it, but I don't know if anybody listens. I don't monetize this podcast, so I don't get paid for it. If you want to write in and tell me, you know, about how it's impacted you, you can email me at love.relentlessly@gmail.com. But you don't have to, because this is a personal, private conversation that we're having together, and I don't do this to get praises from man or you, you know. I do this because this is my life, and I believe that anything that I learn can be valuable and help somebody. Therefore, I'm going to put it out there, and if it's for one person and I encourage one person to go on another day, then that's all that matters to me. And I say that genuinely, but I have to constantly fight off the lies that say I'm not enough, what I'm doing is not enough, the rate in which I am moving. If you listened to my last podcast, it was about what speed and what is your speed limit and what percentage are you functioning at. And I don't feel like that's enough. But I heard something very profound the other day as I was cleaning my floors. I like to talk to God when I'm cleaning my floors. I like to talk to God anytime I'm doing any housework, because quite honestly, I don't like to do laundry, dishes, cleaning, but I am so blessed to have a family to do that for. And so I just remember hearing God say, if you never believe that you're enough, then there is nothing that you can ever do that will ever feel like it's enough. I'm going to say that again. If you never believe that you're enough, then there is nothing that you can do that will ever be enough. And as I was sitting there, I mean, it was kind of like a smack in the face. I was like, wow. And I kind of just had this, I have an imagination, a wild imagination, and I felt like God kind of showed me, like, if I gave you millions and millions of dollars and you were able to do something so impactful and profound, change the world, you wouldn't feel like it was enough, and then you would feel compelled to have to do something else and to have to do something else, because your bar is so high and it's not the bar I set for you, but it's because you don't feel like you're enough. Therefore, the measure that you measure yourself is how you measure everything up against. For me, I look back on my life, and there's so many times I could have died. There's so many times that there's so many reasons why I shouldn't even be here right now. But God saved me, and I believe that He gave me this call to love people. Like, that's it. That's just genuinely it. Like, to love people. to spend my life on them, to pour out everything that I have, to hold nothing back, regardless of what it costs me, of my life, and to lay it out wherever he asks me to. And I've taken that so deeply into my heart that I feel like I want to repay God, but you can't. Like, you can't repay God, unfortunately. Like, there's nothing you can do to repay God, because he's God. He has everything. You can love him. You can receive him as your Lord and Savior. That's really all he wants, is just for his children to know him and to love him as a father, and for you to just accept his son Jesus. But other than that, outside of that, there's nothing I can do. And, you know, me not feeling like I'm enough is just simply because I've always measured myself based on, like, what I do, how much I've done in the past when I had my own business, have a nonprofit now. When I was a hairstylist, you know, my value was in how much money I made. My value was in how I made my customer feel. My value was in how good I performed. Would they come back? Did they feel loved? And there was fulfillment in that. Like, I felt so fulfilled when, you know, somebody would leave and they would just feel so loved and they would feel so much better about themselves. And, like, you know, like, the money was never really, like, I had an issue with money. Like, I had such a poverty mindset. I always felt like I had lack. But I, like, was the one that I charged less than anybody else. And I had more experience than most people. And I was honest. But it had never been enough. And this morning, when I was just sitting in my quiet time, I was listening to a song. I don't remember exactly how it goes, but it was just basically talking about God removing the empty spots in my heart and inside of me. And I realize there's just still a lot of empty spots inside of me. To say that I'm, like, 1,000% would be a lie, because I told you last week that I'm at 35%, and I don't even know if that's accurate as far as, you know, how it goes. And it's such a journey, you know. We think that we've maybe arrived, and maybe we have arrived, like, in a certain spot in our lives, but the wonderful thing is that if there's empty spots inside of us, that God will take those away for us. We don't have to take them away ourselves. You can't do anything yourself. You can only get to a certain spot with yourself. But I just really feel like, and my doctor said, you know, you set your bar too high, and when you don't reach that, you know, you feel like a failure and you're hardening yourself. And, like, why do you not have the same grace you have for everybody else? Why don't you have that grace for yourself? And it's just like if you can forgive anybody else for what they've done to you, why can't you forgive yourself? And you hear it and you know it's true, and then you just go, I don't know how. And then you realize it's not about doing anything, but it's about releasing yourself, giving yourself permission to lay down all the false expectations that you have put on yourself. And just even say right now, like, I release myself from any false expectations. And if you believe in God, just say, God, I pray that you would just help me stay removed from these false expectations. And just say, I give myself permission to not feel the pressure to produce, to perform, to people please, give myself permission to live a life full of joy, not based on what I do, but based on who I am. And you can even say, maybe I don't even know who I am. That's okay. I'm just learning who I am. As I'm completely stripped down and down and down and down. And if this is the whole call on my life, to be stripped down so I can be rebuilt, then I call it completely worth it. So yeah, just ask yourself today. Do you feel like you're overwhelmed? Do you feel that like you're being constricted on days when you're like doing certain things? What are those certain things that make you feel constricted? What are those certain things that make you feel pressure or make you feel like you're not measuring up? Write those things down or acknowledge them, because those are the things that you're placing all of that false pressure and all that false responsibility on. Now, I'm not talking about real responsibility that gives you stress and anxiety, like raising a child, having a, you know, maybe having to stick out a job that's hard. But I'm talking about, you know, raising a child and then having, you know, if you're a mom, having mom guilt because you can't be super mom, you know, like Susan down the road, or, you know, you, or if you have a job, you know, trying to overperform because Bob next to you in your cubicle is like tracking 1,000 when it comes to sales and you like just have 5, like you're just barely getting by. Like, that's the type of pressure I'm talking about. I'm talking about like the pressure that we put on ourselves, like when we are doing our best. And best is right here. But what we think is best is right here. Because when you really put your heart into something, like you're hitting the bar, regardless of what it looks like to you. And I love this scripture. It says, do not despise small beginnings. And I absolutely believe as humans that our first response is to despise anything that does not look big, shiny, seen, or acknowledged by other people. And I would love for you to email me at love.relentlessly@gmail.com. Again, love.relentlessly@gmail.com. If this is an area you've overcome in, email me, tell me your story. I would love to hear it. If you've ever listened to this and you want to tell me your story, or you've heard these podcasts, I share my stories with people and I am raw and I don't hold back, because I learn from other people's stories. That's how I personally learn. When I see someone be vulnerable and just completely be honest about where they're at, I'm like, oh yes, like somebody's getting it. And now I feel even more permission to carve out the path that I'm called to bring, you know, my story. And you know, I just, again, I'm not here with answers. I'm here with my story, my journey. I'm honored that people listen. I don't even know who listens. But the other day I realized that just having the nonprofit that I had so many expectations on myself of what I should be doing based on all these other things that I thought I was going to do, right? We think we're going to do a whole bunch of stuff. We make our plans. And then God leads us. And sometimes He leads us in the complete opposite direction of where we thought we were headed. But it's for our own good. And I just kept feeling more and more burdened and overwhelmed and blocked creatively and desperate to, and grappling kind of just to keep my head above water. And then I realized, like, in my quiet time, that I was feeling pressure to just produce and be a machine. You know, I believe in Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm a Christian. But when it comes to religion and the machine, like, I believe in the Bible, all of those things, 100%. But I'm not a machine. I don't believe that anybody should ever be a machine. True love can't be manufactured. It has to be sincere. And I do everything I do out of a place of love. But I realized that in my times of rest, I was feeling pressure when I'm not supposed to be working or when I'm not supposed to be creating in any form, music, content, podcasts, whatever it is, that I was still putting pressure on myself to produce. And it's because I felt like I would let people down. I felt like I would, just let people down, basically. And I just want to tell you that if people truly love you for who you are, or they value what you have to say, or they appreciate the work you do for them, or they, if they honor you as a person, and whatever sphere of influence you have, and whatever you do for work, whatever you do in your friendships, whatever you do, they're never going to measure you on your production, what you can produce as a person, what you can give out, how much you're loving them. They're just going to love you for who you simply are, because you are enough. And so I just really pray over every person today that you would know that you are enough. I pray that in Jesus' name that you would know you're enough. I pray that you would never measure yourself on it and measure how much you do to make you feel enough, because again, it's a machine that can never be fed. So I hope this was beneficial for you today. These are just kind of the things that I'm walking out, and I wanted to record these podcasts while they're fresh in my heart. After I released myself from my false pressure, false responsibilities, I got relief. I'm starting to feel like I could rest again, and so I'm hoping that for you too. So I hope that you can spend the rest of your week in rest and joy wherever you're at. That if there's any wisdom in this for you, I pray that it would just go straight to your heart and just keep shining brightly. Until next time.